Very good question.
And actually, the team I like, maybe Brown City.
You know, I've been thinking about that too. And Brown City, now I believe in their third year with their coach down there, really getting things built and moving things in the right direction. And it's one of those. It's kind of like playing at Northwestern. It's just a pesky team. It's always going to be tight. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be messy. And every so often, Brown City can pull that upset.
And I feel like Iowa is the same way if we're going to go that way. Yeah. But you're exactly
any team if you're Michigan.
You're exactly right, though, in the sense, Clark, that if somebody's going to come out of that conference, I think, could sneak into the playoffs. I think the East is where I'm going to see it happen. I feel like either Sandusky or Brown City are being overlooked in that conference. In the West, I haven't seen any teams yet early in week one stand out to me as they want to be that team. So we'll see what happens as the season progresses.
Well, supposedly we're going to start this game in the second half in 2 minutes, but neither team is on the field quite yet, so we'll have at least a three-minute hold here before we get on with the second half. But Dave Hansen, it's always interesting, you know, the teams are out here on their first, you know, they've been practicing for a number of weeks, but it's the moment you start that game, everything changes. Things are faster, you know, things need to be more crisp, you know, everything starts to fall in place a little bit. Same with the officials and same with us. How would you rate our performance here in this first half?
You know, I always grade us a lot harder than everybody else, so I'll give it a solid B to start with.
That's better than I was going to say.
7 out of 10. I don't think it's got off to a bad start, but as for the teams on the field, I think they've both done a very nice job. You haven't seen a turnover yet. If you've only seen one penalty on each side, on the offensive side of the ball, both teams with one false start. So that's really the officials not dictating this game at all. I will say, though, both false starts came on third and short. So both of those penalties caused punts or turnovers or downs for their respective teams in the first half. So not a lot of penalties, but the ones that have happened has cost each team respectively one drive. And that cannot happen, especially in the second half. You're down two scores. If you're USA, you have to play a pretty clean half. And you got to hope you catch a break, maybe a turnover by the Bearcats, a quick score to get you back in this game. You get it down to one score in high school football, anything can happen.
That's very true, and it's a 20-6 ball game right now as the Ugly Bearcats leading on the road in week number one by 14 points. Granted, this game last year, 34-0. So in regards to that, USA doing better than they did last year already.
I know we're very worried about USA, and we were talking about that team from the West. Who's that team from the West that could win six games? Right here in front of us, Clark, it could be the USA Patriots, and I'm very impressed with Connor Gennell, and I'm even more impressed with Landon Zimmer, how he's handled the offense so far, being thrust into that role, and he's done a very nice job. And I think as the season progresses, just like last year, after that ugly game, this USA Patriot team ripped off a pretty good stretch. 4 out of 5 games, they had wins, and that's what it's going to take. They're going to have to try to hang with Ubley here. They're going to have to stay healthy. Their numbers are very low. But if they can learn something from this Ubley game, knowing that it doesn't get much tougher than Ubley. It don't matter if Ubley's good, bad, indifferent. They're always tough. And that's what you respect about them. So when you can hang with an Ubley team, you can hang with a lot of teams in this conference, in this area. And USA doing a pretty good job so far. They got off to a little slower start than Ubley, and that's put them behind two scores. But if they can come back and get a quick score here to start the second half, it's a totally new game where anybody can win.
We're going to start the second half in about 2 minutes, and we'll return in a minute and a half right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. The Ugly Bearcats leading the USA Patriots after two quarters of play, 20-6. Right here on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. With fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, a Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
And on to the second act as the USA Patriots and Ugly Bearcats go head-to-head in week number one of high school football with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson with your call tonight. Also in the booth with us, our director of accounting. We're not quite sure on her term yet. You know, she's an accountant by trade, but Rochelle Thompson. And our spotter tonight, Dwight Gasho. Good-looking crew in here tonight.
It's early yet, so if they stick around, then we'll give them
more titles.
Yeah, we'll promote them.
Because really, Kayla, if you think about it, Kayla went from Associate Director of Media Relations to Director of Media Relations, and then we threw the social media on top of that. So there's definitely room for growth in this organization.
Get rewarded for your hard work, absolutely. Uh-huh.
And Dwight Gasho, well, he's on the bottom rung right now, but it's maybe someday he'll aspire to be something.
Somebody has to be on the bottom.
Yes, very. 12 minutes are on the clock in the third quarter here, and it's 20-6. 14-point differential between the Ugly Bearcats. Leading, and they're going to be, as to start this game, as I pull out my notes, USA won the toss, elected to defer to the second half, so Ubley will be kicking off. That's Colton Rosenthal, not your typical looking kicker, and he bounces it at the 31-yard line, brought in by the 27-yard line by Landon Zimmer, cuts up the far sideline and brought down at the 38-yard line, and that's where the USA Patriots will start their drive in the second half of the trail by 14 points, first and 10, USA.
Carson Halesky making the tackle on special teams. USA Patriots will take over here to start the second half. A very, very important drive for the Patriots. We're just talking, if they can put a good drive together and score, make it a one-score game. It's totally a new ball game, right back to where we started, down one score. And that's exactly what the Patriots need and want to do right away.
Zimmer hands it off up the middle, and this one's to Gettle, and Ubley's there responds quickly for no gain on the play. Maybe on for a yard, in fact, according to the spot out to a 39-yard line. Preston Halleck on the stop for the Bearcats, and they're going to claim it's 2 yards on that gain. So 2 yards for Gettle brings it second down and 8 to go for USA.
Didn't look like he got an inch past that line.
That's
of scrimmage.
That's what I thought, but who knows.
That tells you how good of a running back Colin Gettle is. He can get two when he looks like he gets nothing.
Second down, 8 to go from the 40-yard line. It's a delayed handoff up the middle to number 3, Nash Morton for USA. And he's brought down by Adam Weber after a 5-yard gain out to the 45-yard line. Third down, and just a short 3 yards to go. First down marker at the 48-yard line inside USA territory.
Right back on pace. Get that 3 yard per play, and you'll get your first down. Nice run there by the Patriots. Adam Weber does a nice job from his end position to reach in there and grab and trip up the running back to slow him down. Otherwise, he had some green space to run through.
And it's a handoff to Nash Morton again, but Ubley breaks out of their tackles, jumps out of that. It's number 60, Logan Holbert, jumps out of his tackle and stops Nash Morton in his tracks for no gain. And now USA faced with another fourth down, manageable, but inside their own territory, their own 45-yard line.
Logan rotated in there to give Colton Rosenthal a breather and makes the most of it. The junior makes a tackle in the backfield for a loss of one, and that's far enough away where that's going to force USA to punt the ball away.
10:13 left in the third quarter. Clock continues to roll down. It's still 20-6, Ubley leading by 14, and USA has their punt team out. A booming punt from Gettle bounces inside, and this one's actually going to be a touchback by about a half of a yard. Gettle's punt of 55 yards is really truly just 35 yards due to a touchback. That was literally a half a yard the other way, and the USA would have had Ubley pinned right on their 1 yard
line.
Boy,
did Casey Sweeney get bailed out there, Clark. He was playing a little shallow, and when the kick came, he actually came in. I hope he doesn't play the outfield, Clark, but yeah, that ball went flying over his head, lands at the 10-yard line and hops twice and rolls out, like you said, just inside